And welcome back to another mini podcast.
I'm glad you said mini.
Whoa, Tyler, I was going to introduce you, but yes, I have a special guest. He's a little, he likes to interrupt, as you can see. But yeah, so we're doing a little mini podcast. It's been a while. I think this is number four for me, number four or five. Can't remember, but you know, thought I'd bring on Tyler. You know, we just got back into the rhythm of things. And, but I still want to keep this going. I'm going to try to do this from time to time, do the mini podcast. But, the subject for the day, maybe we'll have one more subject, but is the Olympics. The Olympics just ended. Tyler, I don't know, did you get to watch it? It's been a week. A week? No, 2 weeks ago.
It's about 2 weeks.
No, bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
It's been about 3 weeks, sir.
It hasn't been three weeks.
Well, let's ask Google.
Oh, man. I'm already being corrected. I'm corrected on the mini podcast. But anyways, the Olympics is the one time every 4 years that you... because it went on for like a whole month, Tyler. So you're completely wrong. This is the one time a year where you watch sports that like... Like, well, some are ridiculous and some, like, you would never watch. I would say the big one that I wouldn't watch. Did you see any clips of people running for the gold? Walking. Walking is one. And they look so ridiculous because the rules for walking, of course, is that you can't have both feet not touching the ground.
Correct.
So they look like they're fucking waddling little ducks, and it looks so ridiculous. Like, I mean, I just don't see how you can accomplish much bragging rights with, like, I have the gold medal for the walking Olympics. Like,
you know what my thoughts are on that specific sport, though, or specific event, I should say?
What's that?
It's the most American event I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, you know, there's a comedian talking about it, too, like stacking the Olympics, like with all these sports that you're good at, like swimming. You know, I guess we're good at swimming, like that thing is, but...
I'm sorry, you guess we're good at swimming?
Oh, we're definitely good at swimming. And then Olympic, you know, gymnastics. We're good at gymnastics.
But the best, sir.
Well, you know, China was ahead of us in golds. We had the total amount, the whole time, but they had the most golds, which that's even better, you know, bragging rights. Nobody thinks, I mean, just get bragging rights for that. But I mean, we didn't pull out the most golds until the end. But and then you hear some neat things where, like, there was one country that had never won anything, and like they had the most, they had the least population representation for sending somebody, you know, to the Olympics. And this person won, it was one of the three, gold, first, second, or third, you know. And they won it, I think it was for a shooting thing. So that was really neat. You hear about these. And, there's a country Wait. That's privately owned.
What do you mean shooting things?
They do the whole, like, target shooting and all that.
Okay, like skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting, and then they have bow hunting and stuff like that.
Well, but they don't bow hunt in the Olympics, but go ahead.
But, of course, this was a very big topic, and Joe Rogan put his hat into it. And this is something people usually don't even talk about, is that they don't get paid. You get all these people busting their ass, and the thing they get is sponsorships. Now, the U.S., you know, you can get your sponsorships probably a lot easier. And they pay you. They do pay you per gold, silver, or third. They pay you X amount of dollars. Like other countries, unless the country's doing that, you know, you're just getting this, piece of gold, which I think, I mean,
it's not real gold.
The gold one's the only one worth money. And it is. It's worth, I think, at least $400 or so. Ooh. But, yeah, so, like, you're putting these, so it comes down to bragging rights and just like it is neat that it only happens every 4 years. Of course, this one, didn't happen until after 5 years because of COVID. It was postponed, so the next one will be in 3 years.
Do you have dollar amounts for... Hang on. Do you have the dollar amounts for the gold, silver, and bronze that we pay?
Oh, how much the U.S. pays out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the thousands of dollars, I think. I think we do okay. I don't know. I don't know, per se, but...
Jamie, pull that up real quick.
Would you, Jamie? Yeah. But yeah, that makes it because they're making millions of dollars. That mean like NBC is shoveling out all millions and millions of dollars to the Olympics, you know, and you know everybody on that Olympic committee is millionaires.
All right, you ready? I got the numbers.
Okay, good, good.
All right. So the United States pays a handsome fee per medal. These numbers are a lot higher than I thought. You ready for this?
Okay.
So for the bronze medal, you get $15,000.
Holy fucking shit.
For the silver medal, you get $22,500. And guess how much for the gold?
$50,000.
Not quite.
$37,500. Dude, of course, the Olympics has tons of sponsors and stuff. And, like, I mean, if you hit it big, like, especially getting a bunch of like Michael Phelps, man, he's, mm-hmm. I mean, he's set for life just in all the Subway commercials he's done.
I just saw him in another commercial too yesterday. Can't even remember what it was. But check this out.
Different commercial?
Yeah. Check this out. There's a little caveat to this. As long as the athlete's other earnings don't exceed $1 million, the medal winnings are non-taxable. Interesting, right?
Like any of their income for Olympic stuff is non-taxable?
No. So you misheard me. So
yeah,
if there are other earnings that they would get throughout the Olympics, like sponsorships or whatever the case may be, as long as that doesn't exceed $1 million, the money that they get from the U.S. for their medal is non-taxed. They will not tax that.
So this shows how important the Olympics is to the U.S. because other states, I mean, I'm curious if there's probably some other countries that pay out or give you extra perks. I mean, probably China will, like, let your family free from the concentration camps. Hmm, I mean,
maybe.
You know, like, there's probably some little perks here and there. Oh, man, China's going to come for me. They won't ever hear this.
Yeah, the topic is Olympics, sir.
But, yeah, so the question is, should they be paid? You know, and it's kind of like that interesting spot we're getting to, even in the NCAA, where now they're allowing them to get sponsorships, and they'll probably start paying the athletes, you know, because you got all these colleges that have millions of dollars coming in, and a lot of it has to do with football and the other sports, and the people are putting their lifeline, and a lot of them don't even make it to pro because, well, there's only so many positions available, and then, like, a lot of them get hurt while they're playing college. And so at least I definitely think that they need to have the opportunity to get sponsorships and be able to sign autographs for money and, like, that kind of stuff. Like, and now they're changing that stuff. They're doing that. Mm-hmm. I think they did that. I think they legalized it statewide, and then now NCAA has legalized that too. But this is kind of that same thing where, like, you know, like, you're kind of a slave in a way. Like, you have to pay to go to school. Like, I mean, and then, like, I mean, that's how the Olympics is, you know? You got a chance of making this money, but you're dedicating, you know, thousands of hours to do this sport that only happens one every 4 years. Should they be paid? It's an interesting conversation to have.
You know what else is another interesting conversation? The fact that every time that there is an Olympics held somewhere, the quarters... Well,
I think I know where you're going.
Where the Olympians stay...
Oh, the quarter... Yeah.
It turns into, like... Like, Pornhub Central. Like, they pass out free condoms, and all these elite, like... physical specimens are just fucking the shit out of each other for 4 or 5 weeks. Isn't that insane?
This is the one time every 4 years that you get to fuck somebody that's in as good as crazy shape as you do.
Yeah.
From around the world. You get the opportunity to fuck the shit out of somebody that's as sexy as you are from another country.
That's insane. It is hilarious.
Like, it is like, it is a very common thing for like all the stories that come out of
the Olympics.
That come out of the Olympics.
Dude, did you see? I saw when they like announced like Japan and shit. They showed like some of the quarters where the Olympians are staying, and they showed the beds. Right, there was a running joke because the beds were made out of cardboard.
Yes, so they weren't comfortable.
And like, hey, like, they're not going to be able to fuck on these beds because they're just going to fall apart.
And that got quickly proven wrong because
everybody
sent out videos and they were jumping on those.
Yeah, it got proven wrong because they were like, hey, the beds are not going to fall apart. Like, they, like,
you see that
they stood on the bed.
I'm fucking tonight.
Yeah, they stood on the bed, they jumped on it, and they're like, it's fine, man. It's normal. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, there's some of those crazy people, too, that are just probably jumping from room to room, just fucking as many people as they want, you know.
Do you think they have competitions like, hey, how many countries can you get through before the end of the Olympics?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember, like, I mean, you know, I'm gonna talk down to girls, but I have no problem with the girls. I mean, guys for the most part are slutty, and I have no problem with girls being slutty. I think it's important that you protect yourself. But, like, I mean, I just imagine, like, how my buddy told me. He went to University of A, and, like, there was this girl that would literally, like, she was a straight-up little slutty little girl, and she would jump around from room to room, and she was fucking different guys in this one, sorority house. Mm-hmm. And of course, they all know each other. They're all in the same sorority, so they know that she's jumping around from bed to bed just enjoying herself. You know, and which is funny, too, because, I mean, there's probably a good chance that, you know, she might not have had sex until for the first time that, and like, whoa. And,
yeah, she's probably Catholic or some shit, huh?
So, like, well, you got to be careful then, because you can knock her up. She'll be pregnant. But, of course, I got to figure out who the daddy is if she's having sex with a bunch of guys. But, yeah, you know, there's definitely those people. I mean, like, probably just jumping around from bed to bed. Like, hey, I've never had sex with an Indonesian.
Jesus Christ. This mini podcast took quite a turn, huh?
It's going to have to be, say, Sex Olympics.
Jesus Christ.
The new competition of the Olympics. Guys, that will do it for the mini podcast. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, anytime, man.
I really appreciate that. Dedication to the mini podcast, backed up here by Tyler. So now you know that this was never started out of resentment toward Tyler's bullshit.
All right. Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. Enjoy the next podcast. Bye.